Welcome to this short introduction to CVCRM development. CVCRM is an open source CRM system. I'm Jaap Jansma. I'm a member of CVCope and a CVCRM developer. There is a distinction between CVCRM development between extensions development and core development. Extension is a plugin, module, etc. to provide additional new functionality to CVCRM or to change existing functionality. And core development refers to the CVCRM core package. In the CVCRM community, we have a little rule saying that if you can develop it in an extension, it should be developed in an extension. Extensions make CVCRM more flexible and more adjustable to different contexts in which the CRM is going to be used. What you need for getting started with development for extensions is that you need an existing CVCRM installation. You need a tool called Civix, which is a command line tool which generates skeleton code. And you need some access to Git or Git knowledge. It's recommended to have an account on lab.cvcrm.org, and you can get that by registering on cvcrm.org, which is free. And it's also nice to have like PHP Storm or another IDE. But because CVCRM is developed in PHP, a simple text editor is sufficient as well. The workflow for extensions development. You develop your extension locally, meaning that you develop it in your local installation of CVCRM. I usually have like a clean empty CVCRM for developing the extension, but sometimes I also need some configuration from the organization which I'm working for. But usually I try to avoid having data from an organization on my local laptop. Then, after you've done your development, you can let your extension be tested by the organization you are using CVCRM in or which you are helping out with. Because it helps if the extension gets tested by actual users. Then you can also create the extension on cvcrm.org. If you have an account there, you can create a new extension. And what it does, it lists your extension in the extension directory, but it also creates a repo for you on lab.cvcrm.org/extensions. And then you can push your code to that repo. And if you want to have your extension being ready for installation to the user interface by others, then you can ask for a review on lab.cvcrm.org/extension/extension-review-requests. Documentation and help could be found on docs.cvcrm.org/dev/en/latest. And then there is a section on extensions. This is the developer guide, so that's a useful guide for looking up how to get started, which hooks are available, how Civix works, etc. You can also ask for help on the chat of cvcrm.org. There are two channels, dev and extensions, which might be useful. Or you can could ask for help on cvcrm.stackexchange.com. A little demo. I open up my terminal. I'm already in the extension folder of CVCRM, which is under Drupal in the sites default files cvcrm/ext. There is no extension yet. I use the tool Civix generate module demo extension. I've called my extension demo extension. It asks me whether to enable the extension. I press yes because I want to. And now this command is finished. It has said which files are created. and I go to PHP Storm, and there is already a folder here, demo extension. And a few things are useful to know. The demo extension.php is the place where all your code is going to be written. So if you have want to use a hook in CVCRM, a hook is a function which is called by CVCRM core, for example the pre-hook, which is called just before data is saved into the database. The pre-hook should then be in this file demo extension.php. Then there is a file info.xml, which contains some information about your extension, such as the name and a description. Who the author is of this extension, the main extension page, the documentation, and I usually remove the support. There is also a README file, which you can change. A license file, which is the GPL version 3. Then there is a folder templates, which is empty, and there is a folder CRM with a subfolder demo extension, which is also empty. So let's say if I want to create a page in my extension, I go to the demo extension folder in the terminal. I use the command civics generate page. I need to give a class name demo page and a URL cvcrm/demo page. URL is relative, so you don't need to have like a host name, etc. The reason I'm doing this is that I want to show where the CRM folder is used for. So the first thing is that in the command I gave a class name demo page with capital D, capital P, and I gave a URL. The class name is found here on the CRM demo extension page demo page. And it contains a function run where all the logic is happening. It also creates a template for you, which is in the templates folder under the same structure as the class name, CRM demo extension page demo page .tpl. And the template engine used in CVCRM is Smarty, so this is a Smarty template. This is about extension development, a very short introduction. If you want to do core development, such as fixing bugs, you have to know how to do a pull request at GitHub. You need to have a tool installed like BuildKit. And I recommend the Docker version from Michael McAndrew. How to install BuildKit and how to use BuildKit is explained in the development guide. Within BuildKit, there comes a tool CVBuild, which is useful. Which is used quite a lot when you're doing core development. You also need to know Git, and you can report and check issues at lab.cvcrm.org/dev, and the code of CVCRM is at github.com/cvcrm. I won't show you anything on core development here because this video needs to be very concise. So I hope you have learned how to get started with development with extensions for CVCRM. Here's some more resources, the URL to the civics manual, documentation of available hooks in CVCRM, and the manual on how to publish your extension. Hopefully we will see some extensions from you quite soon. Bye!